Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have Ed Sheeran tickets to give away right now.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
On the show, we're going to do who puts the fun in funerals. So if you've got like a funny funeral story, we'll talk about that in a minute. But the window is open for the other Ed Sheeran tickets our show has.
Woo. Right.
It is the watch party for Love is Blind.
Yeah, and you want to go to alice1059.com right now to RSVP for that. That's going to be October 1st.
1 week from today.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you got to RSVP to get in.
You can't just come. It's a Duets Tap and Grill, 24th and Champa. By next week, we will be able to say this without even pausing.
Right.
We're doing pretty good right now.
You're doing great.
But Ed Sheeran tickets every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll show the episode. We'll pause it.
Give away some Ed Sheeran tickets.
We'll keep it moving. Keep it light. Yeah. Have some fun.
Come on now.
Yeah, you know how we do.
Some things about duets. It's like one of those dueling piano bars, right? Normally.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it
now
was.
Now that I've seen the space.
You've always said that it was.
Somebody told me that it was.
Or like, was it the formerly? I know they have karaoke.
Why is it called duets?
I don't know.
No idea. But now that I've seen the space.
Are you positive that it's not a dueling piano bar?
I don't know. There's a lot of space to sit and watch TV, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so they do watch parties every once in a while, and we're definitely taking over the bar on October 1st. So if you're into Love is Blind, you're going to want to come hang out with us.
Or if you're into Ed Sheeran, you're going to want to come hang out with us.
If you're into both, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But you cannot come if you don't RSVP. So there's a couple levels of this. First, go to alice1059.com, as Erica said, get RSVP'd. Then next Wednesday, the doors open at 6. You're going to want to get there early.
Right.
There's a lot of seats in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be standing. It's a bar, so you can
there's
also stand.
There's tons of TVs, too.
But like, if you want to sit, as one would for an hour-long TV show, then get there early.
Like around 6, and then 7 is when the winning starts.
7 is when we hit play on the show. First pair of tickets for Ed Sheeran is at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And don't be thinking like, okay, I'll just show up. And they'll, like,
you won't. If your name's on the list, you don't get in.
Yeah, we're telling you now. You got RSVP.
You have to.
Because we got to know how much stuff. To like, it's like a wedding, right? Like the duets. Did you look it up? Do they do it?
They do lots of live music and stuff, but I'm not seeing the piano stuff. I was told the same thing. Yeah. So
Slacker, you made this.
Yeah, I didn't make it up.
You did.
Somebody told me.
Maybe you told me.
You kept calling it duets dueling pianos.
Because I thought that's what it was. Didn't the tall guy next door? He's like, I'm taking over the dueling piano bar and doing trivia. I think he started it, so it's his fault.
You listen to him?
He's just loud and tall.
You made this rumor up.
Okay.
Well,
if it turns out it's a dueling piano bar, I swear, you are coming on the air, each of you, and groveling
apology. I don't know if I know what a dueling piano bar is.
Oh my gosh, we got to get Aaron to one.
We are going to one next Wednesday, maybe. All right, if you're duets, will you text in to 303-222-5423 and tell us what else you do other than our watch party? Anyway, go online right now, get registered, Ed Sheeran, and Love is Blind. All right, so we need to talk about Is this macabre? Of course. A little. Oh, Jesus. I just, sometimes when I just say a normal vocab word macabre? And watch her face melt.
I've never heard someone use the word macabre.
M-A-C-A-B-R-E.
Yeah. Aaron's with me. What are you talking about?
Put some extra letters isn't in that there.
How you nailed it. You spelled it right, yeah.
That's how you spell it.
Macabre is spelled...
M-A-C-A-B-R-E?
Macabre?
What's the name of the former quarterback of the Green Bay Packers?
Rodgers? Brett. I don't like that one.
Right.
I don't want to talk about that because the R is in the wrong place. Right.
So the R in macabre is in the wrong place as well.
There's no
macabre is just like
macabre.
There is
MCCOB is macabre.
It's it has involvement with death or injury is the definition.
Then yeah, this is macabre.
But it's like, is it like uncouth?
Here we go again.
To like, we want to talk about the fun in funeral. Like if you've been to a funeral where something went sideways, or maybe it was designed to go sideways.
I was gonna say, or they like did something fun.
Like the dude that's going viral right now is he died, and his his last request was to be cremated, and everyone attends that, and he was like, as they're shoving the casket into the flames, I want Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire to play.
I hate that.
Why?
I think it's funny.
Sad.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Great song.
As I went down, the flames got higher, and it burned, the ring of fire. And they're just all like, that's hilarious.
Okay.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I have a friend who wants a certain number of banjos, I think, or is it trombones, at their funeral. Like, they've already got things that they're like, there's got to be this many kegs of beer. There's got to be this many banjos. Or is it trombones? I think it's banjos.
Those are really? Two very different.
76 trombones in the big parade.
No.
Where was everybody singing along with me on Ring of Fire?
Sorry, just not as much of a sing along song.
But like, if you have things, like you've been to a funeral. Remember there was one, it was a few years ago. Guy was a huge, I think, Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Not to bring up football again. But like, they set up his viewing, like they propped him up in his recliner, put his Pittsburgh Steelers blanket, had the TV on.
That's right.
Like,
that's kind of morbid.
It's macabre, but yes. Like, that's a fun funeral. Like,
it is,
instead of just walking by a corpse.
Viewings are gross in general, in my
opinion.
Yeah,
but it would be less gross if he's just sitting there watching the game.
No, because I know he's not watching it.
Yeah, he can't see it. Or hear it.
Do you want people to call or do you not want people to call?
No, I do. Can I tell one I just read?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, boy. When my dad died, my great aunt, his brother's wife. Okay. How is that great? Okay. It's fine. Yelled, I've always wanted to do this. And, oh, it was grandfather. It was grandfather, but it says dad. Okay. I've always wanted to do this and proceeded to kiss my dead grandfather on the mouth. She was promptly led away by her daughter. And the funeral director removed the bright red lipstick off his mouth. So
that's a
she
fun
had
funeral.
Always wanted to kiss her husband's brother.
There you go.
Love that for her. She also apparently had dementia.
Okay. It still put the fun in it's, funeral.
I don't like that. She didn't know.
Okay. If we're going to read some other ones and maybe somebody in the room has one. But if you had a fun funeral, not you, but you've been to one, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
When I, at my old job, I was working and one of my coworkers, unfortunately her husband had passed away. So they had the funeral or whatever. And so I went to it and I worked very closely with this woman. And she was obviously like going through a lot of stress. So when I saw her, she goes, oh my gosh, it's so great that you came, Travis. And I went, in my mind, I go, okay, you're dealing with a lot. I'm going to let it go. And then she introduced me to her entire family as Travis.
Oh boy.
And I was just, by then, I'm with my wife, and I just had to roll with it until my boss came.
Oh.
And then this woman was like, isn't it so great that Travis came? Travis, and my boss did not get the, like, coup
just
memo.
Just go with it, yeah.
It was just like, huh? Who?
Do you mean Tyler?
Do you mean Tyler?
Oh, like, no.
And at this point, it had been like an hour that she had been calling me Travis in front of everybody.
And
so
then
now
she's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You could have corrected this.
Yeah.
I was trying to be nice.
I'm glad that that's a normal thing, though, because at my sister's funeral, I called like four people by the wrong name.
Oh.
It must just be a grief
It must
thing.
Be, yeah. That makes you're not, I get it. Your mind is elsewhere, so yeah. It's fine. But my boss did not get it.
Yeah.
He ruined it.
Okay. Do we think this is going to go well or bad?
I'm not sure it's going to go well.
I don't think it's going to go, but with, come on. Fun funerals.
Yeah.
There was the woman who like set up the Ouija board on like the cards or whatever.
What?
She had the... What are like the cards?
Pamphlet?
Something. Like the or program? Like the little ones that like you keep.
Yeah.
And it was like a Ouija board. So it was like, hey, I'll contact you later.
Oh. Business cards?
No.
No, it's the little memoriam card.
That goes on your fridge after the thing.
Yeah. I just went to a wedding reception recently and it turns out the last time I wore my suit.
This might also be
just reached macabre. In. It was like a bunch of pictures of my dead father.
I always carry Slacker's dads and my sisters.
Just around with you?
I have them on me all the time.
Oh my God, that's
at all times?
Yeah.
I understand your sisters, but Slacker's
my dad
dads,
is a little bit weird.
They've bonded. They're friends.
Oh, probably.
Okay. Please call. Fun in funeral, or even what you want for your funeral. We'll take anything right now. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, so it's fun in funeral.
Yep.
We think this is going to go swimmingly, right?
Okay, the texts are actually pretty hilarious. I'm not going to lie. Can I read one?
Yes, of course.
My grandma requested us to sing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
That's so fun.
I love her.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
It feels like in a church even. You're just like, okay.
Our first caller has something that she wants for her funeral, too.
Oh.
Ash?
Yay.
Yay.
Fun in funeral.
I want them to keep my cell phone after my funeral. And I'm going to have them have like a little book of who attended and then have them text everybody a thank you from my cell phone for coming to my funeral.
What do you want?
And then I want to like, what? I'm going to like put an account together to continue to pay for my phone. And like, I have everybody's phone numbers or their birth dates in my calendar and make sure they like text happy birthday and stuff. Like, happy birthday from hell. Hope you have a great day.
Oh my God.
That's
love you.
Funny. That's good.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So you just need enough money to keep it going for a year or so. Yeah.
I mean, at least
10.
Right? Like, I think 5 is like a solid number.
It's genius because you get the one directly after the funeral and you go, that's cute. And then months later, it's your birthday.
Like,
yeah, that's cool.
And there's Ash
like,
again.
Merry Christmas. Happy Turkey Day. Like, you know, just.
Okay, Ash.
Who's going to do this, though? Your loved one?
Oh, I've got my kids. Like, kids. I've taught them so well.
Get the kids in.
Ash, we need to hang out.
Yeah.
I think
we have hung out. We went to the Coors Tour years ago. We have hung out.
Oh, sweet. All right. Well, we need to hang out more often. just not at your funeral, okay? Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can. I'll make sure I text you after.
All right. Thank you. Kristen.
Yay.
Fun in funeral. What happened?
So maybe more funny, but my very Catholic grandparents, who are named Mary and Joseph, when my grandfather passed away at his funeral or at his visitation there with the open casket, my grandmother towards the end of the evening was up at the casket sitting in her wheelchair and she had her hand on his chest and she had said, "You're looking good, Joe." And my niece, who is about 7 at the time, who was also standing by the casket, replied to my grandma, "Thanks, Mary."
Oh man, cute.
Kind of a ventriloquist.
Don't take
you
the
make light of it. Catholic funerals are weird.
Yeah. No, they are. They're all kind of weird. All right.
That's cute.
Thank you, Kristen. I don't know why I'm having such like I think I'm breaking out in like hives.
Why?
Because it's just a weird. I don't like dead bodies at all. Mm. I don't think there's anybody who does, but like, okay. Patty?
Yes.
Fun and funeral. What do you got?
My friend Bev went to a funeral, signed the book, went up, saw the guy, talked to all the people, couldn't see her sister anywhere, went to look for her, and her sister says, "Bev, the funeral's down here."
She was at the wrong funeral?
She was at the wrong funeral the whole time.
And she didn't know when she looked at the guy?
No, because the guy was old and she hadn't seen him for years. She just thought he looked good.
Oh, she just thought he looked good.
I almost peed when she told me that story.
That's hilarious.
If they had good casserole or whatever, I might hang.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Funeral potatoes, now that I know they're a thing.
Yeah.
They're good.
They're good.
They had them in my dad's funeral. I was like, what the hell is that? A lot of cheese.
That's sin eaters.
It's really good.
Don't forget that when you're eating that food, that's sin eaters. You're eating the people's sins.
Oh, is that really what it is?
Oh, I didn't. I've never heard that.
Eating their sins?
Yeah, think about that. Sin eaters.
Okay. Thank you,
that's
Patty.
That's why you're there.
Am I the only one who's freaked out by Patty now?
I'm so confused.
Eating their sins?
Leave me and my potatoes alone.
She got very intense there at the end.
Lucas.
Yay.
Yay. Fun in funeral.
Well, I was at my cousin's funeral. I was a pallbearer for a Catholic funeral, Catholic rosary. I was at the end of the pew saying the rosary. Look down. I see something hit the ground. I look up. The father's rosary, he was kind of a card as it was anyway, had fallen apart, and he had all the balls in his hand, all the beads in his hand, they were all breaking apart, so I handed him my rosary so he could finish the rosary out, and it was just typical of my cousin, who was just a card anyway, to be present at his own rosary like that.
Yep. He ripped the rosary into tiny little pieces.
What's a card?
He's a card. He's like funny.
Like a character.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's a guy.
My God, Erica, do you speak the English language?
You should be like me and just ignore it.
Yeah.
Thank,
I'm learning.
Thank you, Lucas. For real, it freaks me out how little, like...
I've never heard someone called a card.
Oh my God, she's such a card. You've never heard anybody say
not
that.
Not once in my... I don't know if you guys are speaking like back in the 1800s, but...
Yes. Yes, Erica. Mm-hmm. Both Fiak and I from the 1800s.
I thought so.
She's a car.
Amanda?
Yay.
Yay. Fun in funeral. What happened?
So at my aunt's mom's funeral, in the middle of the service, the guy who was performing the service said, and if anybody's interested, you can purchase my CD out front after the funeral.
So he was like a wannabe rapper?
I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Oh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hack, you warmed up?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go.
Aluminum linoleum. Aluminum
news. No. News. No. News. No.
Only real hope is to decide.
Whoa.
This is news.
I.
Or no.
When it's me. That can't get it back together. Aluminum linoleum?
Yeah.
What's that from? It's just a mouth warm up.
We did inquire.
Aluminum
linoleum.
See,
aluminum linoleum. Aluminum.
Maybe we should all do it before the show for a little bit every day.
There's a ton of, I can't remember any of the other ones, but.
I thought you always did lemon face, lion face.
No, that's from something. That's from like Zoolander or something. No,
but that's when you're getting warm, you're getting your face warmed up like, like you to get yourself ready to be expressive on stage.
I can't do that. I have too much Botox. Not too much, just the right amount.
That's no? Erica's surprise.
All right.
Now she's sad. Now she's all right then.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
The Harry Potter series has begun filming, and there's rumors that they are looking to cast a female to play Voldemort. I'm sorry, she who must not be named?
Oh, I thought that they cast Voldemort already.
They've kept it a secret this whole time?
No, we heard news there of was someone. A
name. There was a name that I was like...
I don't think so.
There was definitely a rumor floating around, and I'm like, I could see it.
Are you thinking Cillian Murphy?
What's he playing?
No one. But everyone was like, he has to play Voldemort.
Was that what it was? Maybe it might have been him. Is that really how you say his name?
Cillian?
I think he said his kids were asking him about it or something.
Maybe that's what I had read.
And he was like.
He was like, nope, nobody's talked to me about it.
Yeah.
He'd be really good at it.
Yeah.
A woman would also be good because we can also be powerful and evil.
And I think everyone hated Dolores Umbridge more than Voldemort. So that might be good.
Well, she just had a more...
The pink lady. Professor Umbridge.
Pink, all pink. Everything's pink.
Oh, and she would always like...
Oh, wow. It's been a while since I've seen those movies.
Should we have a Harry Potter marathon?
Yes. You can't watch all of them in one day.
No.
Everyone moves into my house for a week.
Guys, I think he's it's getting like, too lonely.
It's like it's like real world Harry Potter style. We do, like shoot a reality show in my house.
Okay.
Who's the first to leave? To leave the house? It'll be me.
It's your house. You don't even want to come. You don't even like Harry Potter. No.
And I've been living in your house for weeks. You got a big house,
it's
man.
It's so big. I didn't even know you were there. Okay, never mind. To the fun party at my house.
Good evening.
Good evening, loser. Who doesn't want to come to my party?
Oh, my
My Harry Potter party. Hey, great text in at 303-222-5423 if you want to come live at my house and watch Harry Potter.
Hey, I'll make butter beer.
It's once again sounding pretty sad, what's happening right now with
okay,
you.
Okay, you're right.
Okay, good evening.
But if you send pics up, okay, just kidding. You can't send pics to our text.
Yeah, we don't get them.
Can you say it back?
Oh, good evening.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Fans of Laguna Beach have something to celebrate. Roku has, well, Roku, along with a lot of the stars, have announced that the original cast is going to be reuniting.
What?
In 2026. So Lauren Conrad, this is where I saw
why
it.
Why are we making announcements on this show a full year? Like
2026 is in like 3 months.
You're right, it is.
Yeah, I am right.
Can I ask a question? Because I always get them confused. Laguna Beach is the like kind of scripted reality show?
It's definitely the reality. It's not the OC.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is what you're thinking of, the scripted.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like Lauren Conrad, Kristen Cavallari, Stephen Coletti.
Stephen.
Is that the one with Heidi and
Heidi
Spencer?
Was in The Hills.
The Hills.
And The Hills was a spinoff of Laguna Beach because Lauren Conrad was the star. Yeah. So
Laguna Beach, they were still in high school.
Yes, which is crazy.
This is real reality TV?
Back in the day, for sure. It was
like the start of reality TV.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I missed this. What year was this?
Early 2000s.
2006.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, so I had a kid.
And they were like...
So it's like, because I got...
They were like seniors, so it was following their senior year, and then it went on to follow Kristen Cavallari the next year because she was here younger. But they're going to be reuniting with Roku. Roku presents the Laguna Beach reunion. And it's
and a, you guys, exciting. All oh, three of you are excited about it. Special. Or at least the millennials are more than you are.
I was a little too young for it, but I do want to watch it.
I was even a little young, but I had sisters who were older.
It's interesting because I really liked it. I feel like because growing up in Iowa, I was like, you saw these kids in California and it was just like, what? They're like the coolest kids ever. You were in California. Were you like, those are like my friends? Or like I had the, like no, this is so different
you were
from my
envious
life.
Because it was nothing
and
like
the kids
your life.
They were so rich and they were just at the beach and they had surfboards and they're like, they're so cool. Like, how do they do that?
Yeah. It was SoCal. So it was different and it was fun to watch for that reason.
Okay. So,
2026, no date yet.
And you're going to watch it then.
One. I might go back and binge the
That's
season.
What I was thinking.
Yeah. I'd go to that party.
Oh, okay. So, soccer, if you want to.
No, I'm not hosting a stupid Laguna Beach party.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Have you guys heard about this Coldplay concert thing?
Love of God. What are you doing?
No, there's more news out. Kristen Cavett, she was the HR lady who was seen with her being hugged from behind. Turns out, a source says that she had already divorced her husband. They were already...
They had filed, maybe.
They were amicably separated. And that everyone's blowing this whole incident out of proportion. I still say, why are you hugging your coworker from behind? That part never quite gets answered, but they're saying like it wasn't actually an affair. They weren't having an affair.
Okay, so here's what I heard. One, husband, not the guy in the thing, husband of her.
Oh, okay. Right.
Also at the concert with a date.
With a date, yes.
So,
but that doesn't answer the guy hugging and his wife.
And jumping off camera.
Yeah.
Like,
And I'm sorry, but again, the HR lady knew that her boss was married, and I think that makes her worse.
And she's HR.
Yeah.
But I am wondering, like, we go to concerts, work events that are concerts.
Yeah, finish this.
We throw a few back.
Don't stop.
Sometimes Slacker might come up, throw an arm over someone's shoulder. Hey, we're having a good time. A little hug. Get in here. The camera goes on him. Oh, God, now it looks terrible. There's plausibility. I'm not saying that's what happened. There's plausibility.
Has Slacker ever come up behind you and covered both his
especially
arms
during
over
like
each other?
A loving song?
Yeah.
Well, not yet, but
there's still time to hope.
Please come to my Harry Potter party.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I did something recently. I believe that everyone in the room kind of encouraged me to do, and I'm regretting it every second. I recently stayed at a hotel. It was time to leave that hotel.
Oh, you did it. You and walked out.
I was with my wife and I said, well, should we check out? And she said, I don't think we need to. And all of your faces popped into my mind. And I told myself, don't be crazy. Don't be crazy. Everyone does it. It's normal.
You can just walk out.
I have beef with him already.
Why?
We all know the hotel he stayed at. His card wasn't on file.
It was on file. Absolutely.
It was on file?
Yeah, for incidents. Incidentals, whatever it's called.
For incidents.
There were some incidents.
Yeah, so you don't know, like, if they hit you for any of the things you did.
I have not slept since we got home.
It's been eating you alive. Yes. What if there's a massive charge on my card?
Yes, and I want to call. How do I get out of this loop? I
want
to call the hotel.
To call say what? I checked out 5 days ago?
Yeah. Like I'm nervous. What happened? When is it coming?
Your buddy knows when you left.
So can you explain to me what you think would happen? Like, do you get the folio printout when you check out?
No, I did get it once. We were traveling like as a station and we were told to do it. I still have it in my backpack.
That's exactly what I thought you would say. Like, I don't understand the need to have one more piece of paper from your trip. I don't want anything.
Yeah. It just feels to me, it feels like you're closing the book, you know, you're ending the chapter. You're like, I am leaving. I'm giving you verbal confirmation that I'm no longer staying here. You are giving me verbal confirmation that you are seeing me leave. We're going to shake hands on this and then any charge, whatever happens to the room from now on, I'm not up there. I told you I left.
But,
you know,
even at a hotel that your friend is running, this was the perfect time to do this experiment for yourself.
I know.
But you can't even, you're worried There's that no he's going to call and go,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
man. $7,000 of damage.
Your card, man.
No, I don't think it'll be
room.
I don't think it'll be him. I think it'll just be people who work there who didn't realize that I was his friend or anything. You know, like lots of people don't know.
You could call him and go, something went awry.
But I don't want to bother him.
Did you
like
wipe
your butt on the curtains? Did you do anything weird?
Did you do something
bad? What did you do that would make you think?
Not on the curtains.
Where did you wipe your butt?
No, we didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. But I'm just afraid whoever gets, I don't know. I guess it doesn't make sense.
Did you sit on things naked that you don't normally sit on?
That
is like the first thing I do when I get to a hotel room.
You get naked and sit on things?
I do. I just will go around the hotel room naked and go, I wonder if anybody's ever sat up here.
What?
You're telling me you don't do that?
No.
Never.
Absolutely not.
When you're by yourself.
Nope.
Or when you're with your sig other, you're just like, why is vacation loving so much better?
I'm not sitting on things.
But you're just naked. I'm with you. And I don't know that I actively seek out things to sit on, but I am just kind of naked.
Hey, I mean, I don't mean sit on, you know, just roll around on, whatever. No, but you just go around naked.
Sure. I also kind of do that at home.
Oh, God.
But all that stuff, you sat on it already. You know, this is new stuff.
Oh. I don't know what you're so worried about.
Yeah.
It just feels, okay, so this is, you guys just don't have any thoughts about it afterwards? You just walk out?
I've never once left a hotel and been like, I hope something doesn't happen.
Right. I don't even, even when they have the thing on the screen, it's like, Mr. Soccer, would you like to check out? And like, you just have to click like two buttons. No.
Yeah.
No. No.
But you, what about somebody else coming and going no and hitting no on yours? And now they're like, hey, now I have a room. I have his room because he didn't
check
out. How
did they get into my room?
They told him they lost a key. I lost
you
the key.
You usually have to give an ID.
Yeah. What do you, like, you have this? You're like, you're not Erica. Don't worry about things
but
that
don't
exist.
Like, when you
hold on. No, for me.
No, I have to because that's irrational. It's like the odds of somebody, like maybe Jason Momoa goes up and it's like, I think that could be the same guy. Give him a key. But why would Jason Momoa...
And how would he know that room was vacant?
Right.
But don't you, like, if you fill up gas, don't you have to wait for the very end where it goes, thank you, please come again?
No.
No.
You just drive away?
I am like that at the gas station.
Okay. That's how it's like for me. That makes sense, right? You're like, somebody else could just pull up right behind me and the car's still kind of going.
Once,
they could just...
once you put the thing back in the thing.
I know, it's over.
Once you put the pump back in, it's over. Why don't you try to take it back out? Try a couple times of like putting it in, like, oh, it's somebody else. Here I go. See what happens. Nothing will happen. Okay. Like, it's the dumbest thing in the world.
Okay. So you're not proud of me.
There is the next time we travel as a group, I am just going to wait just up the hall from his room. And I'm going in the second you walk out. Oh. And I'm going to put my butt on.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We opened up the RSVPs for the Love is Blind watch party happening 1 week from today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1 week.
And at the very beginning, it was a little shaky.
Right, yeah. But now it's not.
It's
solid.
Yep, we've actually put it on our website.
We've allowed you to add guests.
Yes. So if you want to come to the Love is Blind watch party at Duets Tap and Grill, no pianos in that bar whatsoever.
Nope.
You can watch Love is Blind premiere with us. Love is Blind themed drinks and
that's
stuff.
That's correct. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then
just
I'm
drinks.
Burying the lead.
Yeah.
Say it.
It's Ed Sheeran tickets every 30 minutes.
Every 30 minutes. So 6 o'clock next Wednesday, but you've got to RSVP right now.
Yeah.
On the website that works.
What's the website?
Alice1059.com.
Yep, and it's actually on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the website?
Alice1059.com.
Other people's problems, you got them, we fix them. What's happening?
Today we have Virginia, and she got a marriage proposal that she's unsure about.
Huh? Okay. Virginia?
Yai.
Okay, walk us through this.
Okay, so I've been dating the same guy for a few years now, like almost like 4 years. And I recently found out that I was pregnant. And I told him about the pregnancy, and then he immediately was like, okay, let's get married. Like, we'd talked about marriage before, but, you know, it's like as soon as like he found out I was pregnant, he was like, it's time. Like, let's do this. And, you know, so we were really excited and everything, but unfortunately... very shortly after finding out that and getting engaged, I lost the baby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Awful. So sorry. Okay. And
yeah. So, I've been like weird and nervous and like, and I decided to like tell him like he has a free pass. He has an out. Like he doesn't have to marry me because like I kind of feel like, you know, the proposal came right when he found out I was pregnant. So I feel inclined that that's the reason that we move forward faster and everything. And, you know, but he has said, of course he still wants to get married. But like, I feel like what else was he supposed to say? Like,
okay.
He doesn't want to.
How long have you guys been together again?
Like a little over 4 years.
Okay.
Should I be honest or what yes. am I supposed to
I think
do
be
here?
Be honest, but be kind.
The proposal 100% came because you were pregnant. 100%. That was the catalyst for the proposal. I'm not saying his love for you or his desire to spend the rest of his life with you has anything to do with that. What shoved him into doing what he did was that moment. If he wasn't going to propose on that random Tuesday and then hearing like...
It was a kick in the butt to get him.
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't mean he wasn't feeling all those things or anything. But it was the...
But they had they've been together 4 years and they've talked about marriage.
But he didn't do it. He didn't do it until that day.
But does it matter?
That's the question. That's why I'm saying, can I be honest? Because the first thing we have to get out of the way, we could pretend that didn't happen. But if we pretend that didn't happen, we're not doing Virginia any service, right? It's like, we can't gloss over the timing of the proposal. You can't go, he was just going to ask on that Tuesday. And you just had, you both had news. That's not what happened. That's not what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like,
this is like my fear of this is like, you know, and like, and you know, it's been 4 months since then and we haven't made any progress on any of the wedding planning. And I just feel like I feel like frozen. Like, I don't feel like I'll ever believe we were going to get married in this fashion, you know, but he's wonderful and he's like not like reneging on it or anything like that. But like, I have this pit in my stomach. It feels disingenuous and I don't know what to do.
Is he also not encouraging the planning of the wedding?
Yeah.
No, it's just like we both have jobs. We both have other things. Like, the baby was a surprise, you know, and
right.
I'm still kind of dealing with a little bit of like, you know, emotional stuff from losing the baby in the first place. Yeah. And, you know, I'd never been pregnant before. So it's like, I didn't really have a grasp on any of that anyway. So it's just kind of all of it. And we're just kind of frozen. And I'm like, do we just
he's
break
not
up
gonna
instead?
Be,
and but the, like, I still don't know what to do.
I don't know that any of these to me are red flags, because it's like, maybe that was the kick in the butt to get him to propose, but maybe he wanted it. He wanted to propose. So he loves you. He's been with you for 4 years. And also the not planning to me doesn't seem like a red flag, because a lot of husbands are just
we don't plan.
They're like, whatever you want. And maybe he's going, this is, I'm sure, very difficult. And I'm going to not push and, like, hey, we got to get the caterer going. And it's like, I'm giving you space. I mean, it's not, I don't know. It's not.
Is there a world where he's feeling the exact same thing, where he's like, she only said yes because she was like, maybe she didn't want to be together. And then she had this. And then we both just kind of did the right thing. The air quotes right thing. You don't have right.
I'm wondering if there's a world where Virginia, I don't even know if you have a ring, because it sounds like it was very spur of the moment, but maybe give it back and say, I'd like to do this when the time's right.
Love. You don't want to.
It's kind of like, whenever I bring it up, he's like, I want to marry you with or without you being with child. He's like, I want this, you know? So like, then I feel like the bad one, like kind of discouraging our step forward, because I feel weird about it, but he is insistent.
This could just be my,
do you want to marry him?
Of course I do. I want to have kids with him. I want to, it just, okay. I can't shake this feeling.
I'm going to jump in with a phone number, 303-222-5423. Doubt that anybody's been in quite this exact stack of circumstances. Well, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Pregnancy, even a scare or like whatever. 303-222-5423, text or call. I don't know that you, right now, it's my insecurity is exactly the same as hers. He would say, I want to marry you. In two situations. One, if he wants to marry you.
Right.
And two, just to save face. So it's exactly the same. Like, every time he reaffirms to you, Virginia, don't be silly, I want to marry you, that could either be true.
Mm-hmm. No.
Or
if she's giving him the opportunity to walk out.
Dude, dudes don't do that. A lot of people don't do that. Right. I want to believe that with you.
Gosh,
but my insecurity is just like hers. It's like, what else is he going to say? What are you going to say? Do you still think I'm pretty? Yes, baby. You're gross. You're old.
Of course. No.
No, but you know what
You're
I'm saying.
What's wrong with the world?
No, I am what's wrong with the world, but I'm saying I'm just like her. Like, I can see how he'd be telling me the truth.
And you can't believe it.
And he could just as equally be going, you just had a miscarriage. I'm not going to hit you over the...
I can't leave now.
Correct. Both things have equal chance of being true. Probably not even equal, Virginia. To be honest, it's 90% that he does want to marry you. He's been with you for 4 years.
Right. Yeah. That's the factor. Like, the length... And I don't even know that we'd go from not marrying you to breaking up? Is it just like you want to put it on pause?
That's what,
you
know, I think. Like, he asks again.
Just taking it back, maybe. Yeah.
Ask again.
I don't know.
But he needs to be the one to come up with that.
Why can't Virginia propose to him?
Because she doesn't know if he wants to marry her.
For the love
then he gets to say.
Yeah.
No, but again, with her insecurity, what's he going to say? Right. Especially if she proposes right now, going through the emotional turmoil of a miscarriage. And
yeah, obviously you need to heal from that first.
I mean, I love that your first call wasn't to us. Like, you have talked to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, that's great. But now you just can't trust the words coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, and also just, you know, hearing you guys now, too, I'm like, you understand what my state of mind is. I'm not crazy for thinking it.
You're not. I don't think you're crazy at all.
You're also going through a lot.
Yeah, is there anybody out, have you been through something where you've overcome this doubt or this? Because it can be never-ending. I mean, and I feel some of it, too. I still ask my wife, I'm like, do you like me? And it's like, I know she does, but then there's moments. Yeah, there's
dang,
moments.
That goes on forever?
Really?
Mine's much... like lighter hearted. I'm not trying to make a comparison at all, but is there tips to overcome this like spiral? Because it could just keep eating its own tail.
Because again, both things could be true. Of course, she's going to look at you and go, yes, I have two children with you.
Yeah.
But she could also be saying, I have to say yes, I have two children with
you. Right.
Mm. Oh God, this is making me...
Well, really? We found the yucky part of life.
Do you guys like me?
Yes!
You have to say
we do! All right, Virginia, hang on. We're going to get advice. That's so gross. I don't even know what to do. But for real, that's why he asked. And now, but like, I'm just going to say a lot of guys need that push. Like,
yeah.
And it could have completely changed his mindset of just like, yeah, you know, we're fine. Oh, child, I'm locked in now.
Yes.
And now he still might be like, you're the future and I'm locked into a more mature,
level.
Do you know how many men I know that have had either this, a pregnancy scare, or she goes up and goes, I am moving out.
What? Can't men just make their own decision?
I have no problem asking people to marry me. Don't sweat it.
We know.
But like, and then it's like, oh God, what? It's like, I thought it was great. It's like, yeah, it's great, but we have to do the next thing. And if you're not willing to do the next thing, I'm going to go over there and find someone who is willing. And it's like, oh, well, then, yeah, I'll do the next thing. Great. Yes. Mm-hmm. Some men need that. And this guy might be that guy.
Okay.
But now that there's not the anvil over his head, how do we know what he's really thinking? Okay, good luck with this one. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Virginia. She's got kind of a complicated story, but her and her man been together like 4 years. She found out she was pregnant.
Right.
And he was like, well, then let's get married.
Yeah.
And then she lost the baby.
And they're still engaged.
No real plans of moving forward.
Right.
Yet.
Yeah. So she's feeling like she's given him the out. She went up to him and said, look, you don't have to still marry me. He's like, oh, of course I want to. But like,
she doesn't believe him with that. Mm-hmm.
That's all. Like, you guys started to say it and we kind of said it. Is part of that just the losing the pregnancy thing? Like, she's not thinking super clear right now either
she's
way.
She's going through a lot.
Yeah.
And I can see why she would doubt that, because even if he loves her, even if they've talked about marriage, does that mean that now was the time?
Mm. So we need you to either talk her off this ledge or give her some other way to deal with this. Fred?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. What advice do you have?
They should get married.
Oh, okay.
And the reason is, I don't know if you missed it, but she said that they had already talked about marriage before.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything about it. Till there was the metaphorical shotgun wedding thing, you know? It was like...
But I don't know. It's been 4 years. I think this is a happy story, actually. And by the way, my wife and I also had a miscarriage.
Okay.
And that is a bond, actually only makes the couple stronger. At least that was in our case. So, yeah, I mean, I would say go ahead.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I agree.
I get that. Yeah.
But I don't want to blame her because she's going through a lot. This is her fault, right? She's the one, like, if he really does love her and is like, I want to be with you. Yeah. She's like, I don't believe you. So then is that him doing something wrong? Or is that like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I thought you were going to go in a different direction.
Oh, with
and
the
I
baby?
Was ready to.
No, yeah. With the baby. No.
I'm so ready to fight you.
But like,
let me calm down.
Like,
sorry.
The problem, this Fred who just called is like, oh my God, it should bring you closer together. And instead she's just like, you only were going to marry me. And it's like, no.
Right.
I don't know how to convince.
Like, yeah, he can't. There's nothing he can say that will either, no matter what he says, it's in her mind, this feeling
she
of
can't
doubt.
Trust him. Yeah. That's not, there. Exactly. It's her problem.
Her battle to get over.
Correct.
Yes, to move through.
And I don't think there is a way to string together verbs and nouns aimed at her.
Right.
That has her go, oh, now I get it. I love you.
Right.
I want to marry. I don't believe you. I guess. Kristen?
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, I'm kind of frustrated because no one's brought up the side of him. Like, how does anyone know that it's not affecting him? Some men get really excited when they find out that they're going to have a baby.
Absolutely.
And no one once has mentioned, like, how, you know, this can be hard for him just as well. And she even said herself, like, we've been together for 4 years. I want to marry him. I want to have kids with him. So I could see how she feels and the emotions with it. But I feel like I should look at the other side, too. He could be really struggling and kind of down about it.
And that's why he's not making wedding plans or anything like that.
Right. And I just think it's going to affect it all in together. Because after this, it's like, how is maybe the relationship going to look like? After, is it going to ruin them because it was a great thing, but now they can't get through this or
Kristen,
over this?
You're very smart because it's one of those things. Like, let's pretend she just miscarried, and then he's like, "Oh, okay. Well, what venues were you thinking?" It's like,
right?
Hello?
That's also weird.
Hello,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
They seem to need to work through this together, and they're kind of working through it maybe separately right now.
100%. Because you do forget, it's weird, if a guy wants to have kids.
Yeah, it's a huge thing.
He's like, what if it's a boy? I'm going to play catch. Like, oh, what if it's a little girl? I'm going to buy her all the dresses. And it's like, oh.
I think you're forever changed when it happens.
Yeah. Jay?
Yay.
What do you think should happen here?
I mean, I feel horrible for Virginia, but I'm wondering if there's a question out there that she's asked herself that maybe he is feeling some sort of loss with this.
For sure.
And that he's kind of let her down in a way or disappointed. You know, maybe maybe he feels like she's disappointed in him for, you know,
the
experience that they both have been through.
I wonder, there's an element, at least for me, like when my wife was pregnant, there's an element of kind of like, I made you do this. Like, we it was a joint decision.
But I was
doing
something I really wanted to do.
Right. Yeah. But it's, you know, like I put you through this and is he feeling some of that maybe of like,
yeah,
this whole terrible thing is.
And when you miscarry, and I know what the two girls were going to jump on me about before, but like the woman oftentimes goes, is it something wrong with me? What did I do?
Right.
I'm sorry. I've been through a miscarriage. The guys do it too. It's like,
yeah.
Did I send some weak swimmers that way? Like,
it's
what happened?
Generally, bad DNA matchup.
Yeah.
So I can understand how both would be this.
And
yeah.
You just feel, everyone here is feeling really weird and all they're thinking about right now is the wedding and whether or not that's going to go. And it's like, I don't think they're ready to get married because of what they just did. Sally?
Yay.
What do you think?
In my experience, when a person brings a lot of insecurity, to the relationship, it ends up manifesting in the relationship, and I feel really bad for Virginia. I think that maybe Virginia's thinking more about how he feels than she's taking care of herself, maybe. And there are so many resources for therapy so that you can get yourself straight. And I'm, you know, I've been through stuff, but not nearly as much as she has. But
right.
I think that if she could find a way to say, hey, I need to take care of me and get some therapy so that she can work out that stuff and bring it less to the relationship. That's my opinion.
Oh, you're 100% right.
She need, yeah.
Yeah, she's got to talk to
everyone someone. Here needs therapy. I mean,
and how many of you are in it?
Everyone in this room. Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's time for the diary. Once again, I've forgotten what this thing is such a part of our lives. Why do I forget it until you guys remind me every day?
Because
I'm stupid.
I don't know. Do you think you could go around the room and say all of our names? I think you forget everything.
Cover your name tags.
Hey, you have T-Hack on the bottom of your microphone. And those two girls who just okay.
She had a date.
Oh yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
Hey. You didn't remember either then.
I know. I didn't either. I had to look back.
Yes, she had a date, but we're struggling with calling it a date because it's right. like St. Patty's Day is not a date.
Did they
date.
Meet out Probably. On St. Patrick's Day, or did they go, let's go out on St. Patrick's Day, and then it just got plastered?
What a terrible, like, it's not a fun date. To just get
yeah.
better than some holidays. I had a first date on Valentine's Day once.
Oh, gosh.
A first awful. Date?
Yeah, I don't know. It was like that week, one of us was like, oh, yeah, Tuesday works. And then we were like, oh, no wonder we don't have plans on Tuesday.
Can we read your diary next?
There is no diary, but there's a lot of messed up stories.
Yeah, maybe we just, you just every day, you like come on and go, here's something else I remember about my tragic childhood.
That wasn't my childhood. Oh, my God, that's not terrible.
Or just your life. Eric has effed up life.
Okay.
Every day.
I had a pretty nice same... life.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so she had a date, and how did it end?
What
I don't remember.
What the heck? There's like dirt all over this page.
What?
Like
fresh dirt?
I don't know. I was just like playing with the bookmark.
She's vandalizing.
Is anybody
it.
Aware? I mean, I know we have a lot of fun or whatever, and like the four of us are like compadres or whatever. Is anybody aware that we're on the air and there are people like just in their car going, hey, it's time for the diary. Let's turn it on. It's like, do they know their mics are on? Like there are times where I think people listening must wonder if we're aware of what we do for a living.
You know, when you're really sore.
Oh, God.
You have a hard time, like, controlling your laughter?
No.
No.
Perfect.
What are you, like, sore from working out?
Yeah, really sore today.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know. It just is making me crazy.
Okay. All right. Anyway, she went on a date. How did that end? She had fun.
She's like, I remember what my 20s is all about, baby.
Oh, that's right. And then Hack had a little problem with that. It's like.
Yeah.
I think she should be locking in a little more.
Yeah. She almost had it all, and then she screwed it all up. But at least she's crawling out of the self-pity hole.
Because she's still in getting her master's, right? Like, as far as we know, she got the internship, but she still, like, needs to finish.
Yeah, it's March, right? So she probably has, like, 2 more months.
Okay.
That was March 18th.
Okay.
This is March 26th.
Okay. Two days before my birthday.
Really bad. 3 days before mine. Really bad start here.
Don't try to do the math right now.
I stopped immediately. Six.
I've spent almost every day with him.
Oh! Whoa!
He picks me up from class with coffee and from my internship with dinner at 10 o'clock at night. I have no clue. I have no idea what's happening here. I'm thinking of just trying to enjoy the ride. Can I even do that? I'm not thinking I'm just doing... What? I'm not thinking, I'm just doing. So far, so good. Oh.
That's oh, it. For the love of all that is holy.
What is this guy's name?
I don't know. And is he older too? Or is he just not?
Is he the same guy from St. Patrick's Day?
It's got she said I spent every day with him.
Okay. And this is 8 days later. So.
Okay.
Every day. Oh, no. Is she a
clinger?
Love bomber.
Yeah. But he's doing, he likes her.
Because he's showing up. He's bringing her coffee. He's taking her to dinner.
Bringing her dinner.
Dinner.
It's cute.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but.
You just said the Love Bomber thing. I know we're talking about the diary. Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
Yes. Do we need to have a...
I just am a person. Y'all know that, like, if you need something, I'll take care of it, right? I do it for you guys.
That's like, not love bombing, yeah. though.
But I would, I do that if I'm, if I started dating someone, let's say I went out with someone on St. Patrick's Day and we started spending, it's like, if she was like, as we were falling asleep, she's like, I really wish I had, but like by the next morning I'd have it there. Like I would just, I'm the person who just, I just
maybe
do.
Maybe we should reel that back.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's the difference between what you're saying you do, you're doing and what this, like the mystery guy's doing? Like,
yeah, it's, I think it's, going, I think it's cute. I think it's good.
This could be a little much. Every day together and you just went on your first date.
But if you're, to quote When Harry Met Sally, if you find someone you want to spend your life with, why would you wait? Like if things are going well, why wouldn't,
or you're just, losing you yourself intentionally, in them.
Isn't that the goal?
No. No, it's to be two separate people growing together.
And like sharing life, but not. It's just like when it's so much so soon, I think that you lose sight of everything else going on.
Mm-hmm. Hack.
I'm kind of a love bomber too. So
yeah. I think you also lose yourself in your wife. Like the two become one.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Now,
to be fair, I am now also like that, but it took time to get there. Mm-hmm.
That can't be like the first thing. Well, yeah.
The dinner at 10, like this guy's bringing, like he'll do that now. He won't do that in 3 months if they're together.
Right.
But what if he does?
But isn't that kind of love bombing to go, here's like, I'm doing all this stuff for you, even though I know I won't do it forever.
Here's the thing. I will do it forever. I will. I don't stop.
Okay.
Oh my God. This isn't about me, but like you all are looking at me like I'm bad at relationships, but I think that's a good thing to buy into your sig other's needs. And go, I want you to need for less.
Well, she also seems very busy. If she's like still in school and internship,
yeah.
Maybe the every day is from 10 p.m. until she goes to class. Like, it's just not that much.
Right. And it's also, he knows she's busy. Every and he's like, you don't have time to grab coffee. Here you go.
Every day is a lot.
But well, also, like, this is an old diary, at least 20 years.
Yes.
As we know. So texting, not quite the same as it is now. Correct. And stuff. So like now you would be in contact with somebody you're dating probably every day.
Every day.
But you wouldn't necessarily see them, but you would check in on them, right? So maybe it's,
right.
Maybe there's a time difference. I don't think it's a
problem. Okay. I just.
But
now I feel like I read desperate if I do. You guys are making me second guess the way that I show affection.
Maybe just not in the first 10 days.
Yeah, I think that just
why
needs
would
to,
I hold it back?
I think that
back.
Needs to be earned.
Yeah. Wow. Are you too trusting?
Way too trusting. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about all this another time?
I could use some dinner.
Okay. What's the next date?
It's April 14th, and I made sure not to read anything.
Is it longer than the piece of crud we had today?
It appears to be a page. Okay. But I'm trying really hard.
I appreciate that. That was good. That was good.
Well, we'll read that one tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We have a huge party coming up 1 week from tonight.
Yeah, the Love is Blind watch party.
I've never watched a single moment of Love is Blind, but I'm going to get immersed in it from this moment forward.
Good. Right. Yeah, you're in for
and
it.
And I've never been invited to a party.
I know. Well, here's the deal, T-Hack. I have good news and I have bad news.
Okay.
You're invited, but if you have an RSVP, you don't get to come.
Well, how do I do that?
I have no idea. I just work here.
Okay. You go to alice1059.com. It's going to be right there on the front page.
Can you say that slower? What?
Sorry. alice1059.com.
Okay.
But it's on the front page, and once you get through, you enter your email and everything, you can tell us how many guests you're bringing.
So let's say I'm just real busy right now. And I don't feel like RSVPing. I can just show up the night of the event and just...
No, sir.
You can't get in?
No.
But what if I have naked pictures of Slacker?
No. Mm. What? What just happened? No well, one just, wants those.
Right, but I mean, I'm blackmailing Slacker. Like, let me in or these...
Too bad.
You know what? In that moment, I probably would, yeah, come on in. Sit right here.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
And I'd call the cops.
Yeah.
Let's see the proof, I would say.
Okay.
Here's what it is. It is a Love is Blind watch party, which in itself is a reason to party.
Mm-hmm. There are themed cocktails
And I think they're firing up the grill and stuff.
Yeah, something like that.
And it's a whole cast from Denver, so you might see people that you know, right?
Yeah. But then we're
not
also
there, but on the screen.
We're sweetening
there.
The pot. We have Ed Sheeran tickets every 30 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So pretend you like Love is Blind, but you can't even win the Ed Sheeran tickets. You can't be standing outside going, hey, it's me, I want to win. Only way to win, the only way to watch, the only way to hang with us is to RSVP. We've never done an RSVP before, so here's what we don't know. We don't know when it's turned off. Like once we reach the capacity of the bar, you'll get a kickback that says you can't come.
Right.
So you should do it like now.
I would do it now or in the next 35 seconds.
Okay. But I forgot the website. Darn it all.
Oh, it's alice1059.com.
And it's the first thing you see when you get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. We've stalled long enough. Hack has something on his mind.
Erica?
Yes, Hack.
Thank you for joining us today.
this is really, it's kind of an intervention.
Hack and I have a beef.
Hack has a bigger beef than I do. But...
Yes, you mentioned, obviously we all know Taylor Swift's new album is coming out. Mm-hmm. The 3rd, right? October 3rd.
Yes, of course. Okay. The Life of a Showgirl.
Wait, hold on.
Is it midnight? When is it midnight?
It'd be 10 p.m. our time on the 2nd.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And your fiance's birthday is also around that time.
It's the 3rd.
The 3rd.
Right. So a real dilemma for me because hello.
And so,
does anyone else smell the beef ball in the room?
Yeah, so because you were saying,
what that is?
Yeah, that's beef ball.
You were saying that you were planning your fiance's birthday weekend, kinda, and his celebration.
It's also our anniversary weekend.
Oh,
so
wow!
It's a double whammy.
Which anniversary?
Okay. Of our first date. Okay. All right. Which I believe is our anniversary. It's our last anniversary until our anniversary becomes our wedding.
If you're new to the show and you're tuning in, the tone that TAC is using is what I like to call leading the witness prosecutor.
Yeah, I'm aware.
He's pulling you closer to that pile of leaves, except it's a hole with pointed sticks in it.
I'm prepared to put on some armor.
You're not prepared.
Okay,
so we have Taylor Swift's album dropping, your fiance's birthday.
Right.
And the anniversary of your first date.
Yeah, which, you know, is giving... The tone there was very condescending.
Just yes or no.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Taylor Swift and fiance's birthday, same day. Anniversary, next day.
Okay. And the order of importance of those things are to you?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I feel
he's
like...
He's getting real prosecutory, so I'm getting the judge's wig.
Yeah. It's officially Slacker's Court. Court.
We didn't realize we were in it, but we're in it. knee-deep in it.
The wig gets worse every time.
Well, because it's just kind of like...
He stuffs it in a Ziploc bag.
Okay, so what's your question?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
T-Hack has approached the bench.
Oh, he's speeding.
Your Honor.
Proceed.
The order of importance to you. Taylor Swift's album dropping. The anniversary of your first date.
Do you have a thing to submit to evidence or shall I write this up?
I can write it up.
Okay.
Or your fiance's
priority.
Birthday.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Priority. 1 through 3.
Okay.
What would you say?
1, 2, 3.
May I approach the bench?
You can say it from there.
Fabulous. I will stand. I would say that there is no way to rank these priorities because they are extremely important to me and all will be celebrated.
We'll be back.
What?
I need to ask any more questions?
Here's the thing. I'm ready to rule my verdict.
Well, no, here's the reality of
what's
going to happen.
There is no way.
Objection. Mm-hmm. Judge, you need to chill.
I don't even know who she is.
Because you had said in planning for your fiance's birthday, the first thing you'll do to celebrate is listen to the Taylor Swift album.
I said specifically, I'm going to go to the gym that day just to walk on the treadmill and listen to the album.
Okay. And you also said, were you, yes or no, spotted saying that he would also have to listen to it?
Objection, argumentative.
No, it's okay. Yes.
You're not her attorney.
Who is this?
I don't know.
I just want to be
She's in the galley. Yes, he would absolutely listen to it.
Is that how he wants to spend his birthday?
Well, we're also making
plans to go to dinner.
That was a yes or no question.
Oh.
Is that how your fiance... you don't know. You think you're winning a case with you don't know what your fiance wants to do.
He told me his birthday. He would like to go eat barbecue at this place that also has a bowling alley. I'm not really sure what's happening there. Hearsay. I've never been. She's just throwing out legal words.
She's already kind of poo-pooing what he actually wants to do.
But, you're right. It's like,
yeah.
But I have a big surprise for him on Saturday morning.
Which is not his birthday.
Not his birthday, but it's our anniversary, and it was expensive. So it's kind of a joint thing there. Okay. I paid for our accommodations recently in Vail, which was our early anniversary trip.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So,
again, I like to focus on the birthday. what about his celebration? Yeah. Oh, you're talking a lot about your celebrations.
We're going like to go to dinner, and I think he wants to bowl that night. And I have a surprise, but I can't say it here.
You're not going to go to dinner. I'm sorry, may I speak on your behalf, sir?
Please.
But you're not going to go to the combination barbecue bowling alley that he has specifically requested.
No,
because
it
doesn't really fit what you want to do.
Of course we're going to go.
It's but will just you that, have AirPods in, rocking out to
it's the, just that prior to leaving for dinner, yeah, I'll probably listen to the album 10 plus times. And that's what marrying me is like.
Okay.
Now can I get his number? Let's dial him up right now.
He's very busy.
Okay. Well, he I'm works. Just.
Now let's pretend it's your birthday.
There we go. Okay. Here we are. Here we are.
And he says, where do you want to go again? I don't really know about that. And he goes, I actually have a lot of plans that I'd like to do.
Yes, I'd like to go to Bass Pro Shops. And look at
we're
new
not
flight.
Going to Bass Pro Shops on my birthday.
Okay. Are we done?
Just
are we done
yet?
What are you talking about?
I think she might be security.
You're saying he can't alter the plans because it's your day.
You named one thing. If he wanted
right,
to go.
Right, right.
Also, it's and a birthday. It's what? A birthday.
I'm at a loss for words, Your Honor.
It's a work day. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to listen to the album on the way to work. I'm going to listen to the album on the way home from work. And then I'm going to celebrate his birthday.
This whole thing happened because we were in like close quarters, the four of us. And you're like, I don't know how Dane's going to handle, but I'm going to listen to the all day on his birthday. That's all I'm doing. The whole day. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, but
he'll have to adjust. Mm-hmm. She said something like he'll have to be okay with that.
He loves.
And you just said on my birthday, it's my thing. On his birthday, he has to adjust. On your birthday,
on
he has to adjust.
My is birthday, that, is that what we're there's saying? A lot of things we could do other than Bass Pro Shops.
Are there things you could do on his birthday other than listen to the Taylor Swift album?
No.
No. That's perjury. She perjured herself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. I feel, using my therapy words.
Oh, no. Is this targeted at me?
No. It's targeted at the listeners, really. So I feel that we...
Oh, that's a great idea.
Well, we ask for help kind of a lot on the show, but it's never really serious. It's kind of like, oh, text in who you think's the... what you know, like, text in about this, text in about that. There's only a couple times where we really, I think, ask the listeners for help. And it's really just Radiothon. That's where it's like, we care about Children's Hospital. we want you to care and get involved. And the other part of that, which is when we ask for help too, is cards for kids.
Yeah.
Which is where it's like, we want to send cards to the kids.
Yeah.
So
we should probably do more things like that.
Maybe, I guess. I have something that I want to ask the listeners help for today.
Is
genuinely.
It personal?
Yes, this is personal.
It's, you know, there are rules that we sign that say we can't do what you're about to do.
Oh.
Hmm.
We do?
Kind of. Well, I mean, he can't go like, sure wish somebody, I mean, some people do this, but like, sure wish somebody would fix my car. I'll give you a shout out.
Yeah.
I don't think he's about to do that.
No.
Are you about to ask
I did that
people to
week.
Vote for something?
No.
Oh.
I'm not, actually.
To what? Vote for something?
Yeah, like,
what?
My baby niece is up for baby of the year.
Do you want to use this platform to try to get people to vote?
I don't know. I don't know what it's baby of the year.
Is it like a Gerber? Is it like some
babyoftheyear.org or something?
I wasn't aware we were trafficking in humans and picking the best one.
I didn't know that was a thing. Found this out right before. So then I thought maybe T-Hack's doing the same thing.
No.
It's like Hazel against that'd be awesome.
Against Devin.
Cage match, like get him in there.
Well, Devin's only 6 months old, so Hazel would win that easily.
Oh yeah, let's get after.
There should be some sort of talent portion or something, not just vote.
For sure, just
know?
Like, yeah. Huh.
It's not a pageant.
No. Oh, it's not that.
I genuinely want to ask. I think this is, we'll see. I think this is legal. I want to ask the listeners help because something recently very new came into my life and I'm very excited about it. In fact, I have a bit of a problem with it and I need help.
Everybody wants to guess.
I
should
do.
We fight our urges for this? Like, it's.
I have no idea.
The only thing I can think of is vegetables.
Or exercise.
I was thinking the picture that he sent us.
Two just slams.
Every time make a guess,
it's just
too far.
It's hurtful.
Yeah.
What picture did he send
Wait,
us?
What are you asking? Because now I'm confused.
Something
did
new
I listen
came
wrong?
Into his life.
Into
Something
his life.
New came into his life. And he feels like you're obsessed with it?
I am, yes. Uh-huh.
I think the picture that he sent us of how their house is the party house of the neighborhood.
Oh no!
Isn't that new? And like, you seemed very happy about it.
That is pretty new. Yeah,
there is something fun about like the picture you sent. Like your wife was out on the end, and the chalk art was everywhere,
and there was
your basketball hoops there.
Yeah, dog
and, like,
tied up, kids riding bikes. It was very
your basketball thing has become a bit of a hitching post for wayward animals.
Or a wiener dog.
It has. If you notice, I took the photo. I was up in the lawn chair in the shade.
Oh,
not quite in the full
sunning
driveway.
In the shade, having a mint julep.
No, what I want help from the listeners because we need to send a message for them to keep this going. Chick-fil-A now has pretzel buns. Okay. And I've gotten it several times.
This is the illegal thing. You're doing the illegal thing.
No,
I
know.
I don't think he's doing anything illegal.
It's not illegal. It's just immoral to use the power of the radio station just because you are obsessed with pretzels.
Oh my gosh. And you thought you've had a good pretzel bun and then Chick-fil-A does everything right and they do the pretzel buns so right.
Are you being serious? I haven't even tried it yet.
I'm being dead serious. And I want listeners to go to Chick-fil-A, let them know, don't get rid of this.
So you want them to buy more so that it becomes
don't send
a permanent.
That's the illegal part. Don't send them to
You don't want, so you're not gaining anything.
We're at 4700 South Syracuse and do not send them. I cannot make that more
clear. Could they wait out front for you for when you leave? Could they be waiting with
clock,
a...
I'd love to meet with people, but...
Holding a Chick-fil-A sandwich on a pretzel bun.
Is it that good?
I have to say,
like that chicken on a pretzel bun.
I think that would be delicious.
I don't think the regular. There's something about the regular chicken with the just whitest bun, but with the it goes over the butter thing, and then they push the pickle. So you got buttery pickle juice on the bun. That's what takes
the pickle.
I feel. Don't you think they push the pickle?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you mean by that.
I and
do.
Then they push the pickle. Now I know Chick-fil-A is a very spiritual company.
Yep.
Good for them, but they're pickle pushers
and lubers.
Lubers, they lube it up. But I don't. I just don't think that the pretzel bun holds up. I think you can tell me if I'm wrong. I think the only way it would hold up is either the grilled chicken, which I know you're not doing.
I'm not
because that's far too healthy.
No, it's too close to a vegetable.
Right. Oh my God. Or it would have to be the spicy.
I'm doing spicy.
That's the only spicy. Yeah, baby. It would have to be spicy with the
spicy
pretzel.
Deluxe with the little bacon. Oh.
With bacon.
You're doing the spicy deluxe?
Yes.
Did you get the pepper jack?
I switch it. So it comes, they have cheddar cheese on it, and I put the pepper jack cheese
pepper
on
jack's
it.
Pepper jack's so good.
So I do customize it a little bit. I'm sorry, Chick-fil-A. I always have to mess with it. But the pretzel bun is so good. And I'm afraid, because this happens, everyone gets so on board. Like, we'll do a pretzel bun. Wendy's, I love you, but you've
looking
been there.
Looking at you. Yeah, you did it for a little while, and then you bounced.
And then you pull up, hey, can I get the pretzel bun? Yeah, we don't have those. And you're like, no.
It's the worst day, right?
Yes. And so I want this stick. I want, like, I don't want it taken away from me again.
So in equating this to Children's Hospital, people's lives are in danger here.
Yes. And we need to
understand
help.
That there are children.
You can make a difference today.
So what are you asking? What are you asking people to do?
Try the pretzel bun and let Chick-fil-A know to not get rid of it. Don't make it a seasonal thing. Make it a year-long thing. Or at least if it's going to be seasonal, a recurring seasonal thing, not a one-time. I hate when, you know, you get something and it's good and then they get Taco Bell. I'm looking at you. You get rid of everything you try. Pizza Hut's the same way. All the Yum brands, Pepsi, they just try anything.
I'm super worried about you.
Did you hear? That was just his cholesterol screaming through the microphone going, intervene!
Right. I need help!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I don't even know where to start this one. This could be serious or this could be goofy. I need a girlfriend real bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
What? Why?
Like a friend or like...
No, I think a girlfriend.
Why?
Yeah. Well, for
I mean, other than love and happiness.
How? I talk a lot about skin health.
I love skin health.
I think.
Do you have something you need popped?
I think I might have a skin tag, and I've never had a skin tag in my life.
Do you have high blood sugar?
Do I? Maybe.
Is that a thing?
Is that where it comes
blood
from?
Blood sugars can affect like skin tags and stuff.
Why do you think you need a girlfriend for the skin
Because
attack?
It's in the middle of my back and it's somewhere that I can't get a picture of. Like, it's one of those things where if you have a cigar, I feel like single people probably die of melanoma more than people because your partner goes, hey, that wasn't there before. Whereas I don't notice stuff on my own body as much as when I had a wife, she was like, I would go to this dermatologist all the time because she'd be like, that's weird. Go get it checked.
I'm
like,
you should just go to the dermatologist anyways and have checkups.
Yearly.
Yeah.
So I looked at my gynecologist.
Oh, wow.
My dermatologist, and she booked till like December, January right now.
Okay.
So she's booked forever.
Get the next
one. No, I don't want this thing on my back that long.
Are you saying you should need one of us to look at it?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I know she wants to. Aaron wants to.
I would do it too. I'd cut it off. I've cut off my own skin tags.
What?
I've never had a skin tag in my life.
Yeah.
I have this spot like right in the middle of my back that itches all the time. Like I will be at my house and like rubbing against
it. Is it the same area that you think the skin tag is?
It's exactly where it is.
So then I wonder if it's like getting cut, getting irritated and it's healing.
Oh,
and then it's getting itchy.
So I have a squeegee in my...
No.
In my in my shower that like sometimes I'm in my shower I just go and like scratch it and then today I was like what is that it hit something and I was like so I jump out of the shower and I'm like it's like you know the little booger that's on a credit card that sticks it to it's like that and I'm like oh god did I sleep on something so then I'm just trying to knock it off.
Yeah, you're not supposed to just like remove those
yourself.
I was at
the time. I thought it was like the booger stuff. Like I thought it was the credit card booger, whatever you say.
Yeah, but I'm concerned because Hack said he cuts his own off.
I've heard people who get them a lot. How do you do it?
My wife has like the little nail clip scissor thing that have the, it's like a, it's like the curved one. So you can get it right up on your, it was like one was on my neck.
Ta-tunk.
No, I do it.
Oh, you do it.
That's she can't do it.
Absolutely insane behavior. Yeah.
No, it's like Rambo. You know, you got to like put something in your grill.
Do you really do it?
You psych yourself up.
But you get
up.
A lot. So
and then
like,
you do it. No, I've done it. I think I've done it twice. Honestly, cut them off twice.
I've close your one. Mouth, Aaron.
That's crazy. No, that's I've like crazy. Frozen mine off.
I've gone
home.
To the dermatologist yeah. like a normal person. I've gotten
never
cut off.
Cut it off.
It does not hurt. I honestly, it does not hurt. All the it's all anticipation.
I scraped I this really. Oh Jesus.
Oh. Oh wow, you forgot we were on the air.
I did, because yeah. I'm just like so hyped about it. Like I scraped it so hard today. I was like, what is it? Like,
I think that hurts more. Like messing
it
with
did
it.
Did hurt yeah. when I got back in the shower. Just, I was like, oh, what is going on?
Yeah, you just need to go to a dermatologist.
No, because I can't wait till December. I'm not leaving this.
Cut it off.
I would cut it. I know we're going to get tagged. Everyone's like, you're not supposed to cut it off. You can cut it off.
Because so
nothing happened.
Let us see it.
Put a Band-Aid on.
No, I'm not getting it out. So here's the other thing. So I had another friend who had them all the time, and he told me the way to get them off, and I wanted to know if, but I can't do it to myself the way you do it.
Is it fire?
It's not a tick.
I've seen the little rubber band thing. Yeah. Is it that where you put the mini guy on it?
The what?
And it like kills like a, it.
Yeah.
The tiniest rubber band.
It.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I'm like, okay, if we're going to just suffocate it and let it fall off, I'll just cut it off. Like what's
the, yeah, what's the difference? If I went to a dermatologist and they're going to cut it, why couldn't I cut it?
Because they're like professionals.
Yeah,
they're
but how
clean,
did they get to be a professional?
Sanitary.
They just started cutting them. I'll burn whatever it is I'm going to do. God. Here's what I've heard. Like, really good dental floss. And you go,
oh, yeah.
And you make a loop around it, and then you just go pull on both sides, and it's like,
That sounds worse than what hacks do.
It's kind of like the rubber bands where it
suffocates it. Yeah, but you're not slowly starving it. You're just like, let's go.
Yeah. That made me, I've heard that similar things before, but it made me nervous. I didn't want any little bit left. Like, I wanted it all gone.
So when you do that, does it come back?
No, it hasn't yet. Out of the two. Two for two.
And then should I put something on it?
You know, I did a cotton ball.
I need a girlfriend.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
There are a lot of things I think that make you emotional as a parent.
Oh, God.
I think a lot of them.
Aaron's marked safe.
You're kind of prepared for a lot of them. Like first day of school, you know, oh, this is probably going to. Be emotional. I'll probably maybe tear up a little bit. You know, tons of other stuff. But there's also moments that like you're not expecting. And it one happened to me recently. I feel like Slacker can probably relate in some ways.
Okay.
My daughter, who is awesome, she has always loved ducks. For some reason.
That's so cute.
She's always been drawn to them.
Like live ducks or rubber ducks or
in books, just anytime she sees a duck and she calls it a quack quack. Quack 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 quack. Quack, and it's the cutest thing ever. Now my wife and I say every time we see a duck, "Oh, look, quack quack." And it's just become this little thing. We have, and it's weird that she ended up liking ducks cuz we have a couple like duck decorations just by chance.
Funny.
We have like an old wooden duck that we found at a thrift store and I thought it was kind of funny. And so it sits on a shelf. And so every day when she would walk by, quack, 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 and point it out. And it's the best until recently.
Oh, no.
She learned to say it right.
When she walked by and she said, duck.
Yeah. Oh.
It's, oh my God, I was afraid you were going to go there.
Yeah. And quack, quack's gone.
No, just gone. She doesn't say it ever.
Yeah, no, it's just they grow out of their words and it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like their signature move.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, and now it's just, I don't even know that she realizes she changed. It's just quack, quack, and oh, duck. It's a duck. And it's, you can't go, no.
No, go back to saying it's stupid.
Yeah. Wrong, yeah.
Right.
But you want to so bad.
How do you think she learned? Like if you guys were like, quack, quack.
I don't know. I think probably just. Hearing it enough and figuring out, I don't know.
Because I bet you in a book.
Yeah.
And I don't want to like tell you how you did it, but like, so in a book, it's like the duck says quack, quack. And you're like quack, quack. And she's like quack, quack.
Uh-huh.
And she's trying to say it, but you keep saying duck. And then you guys honed in on the quack, quack. And then you're just like, oh, look, a quack, quack. But still, when you read the book, you still say the word duck.
Uh-huh.
And eventually she's like, I'm going to blow their minds. I got it. It's not a quack quack. By the way, quack quack's not right either. She might eventually go quack quack. And then you're going to be like, now it's even worse. Yeah. Because now she's ruined all the fun little wrong things she said.
I know. And so it is a good thing because it's, oh, she's learning. She's
yes.
developing, evolving, all these things. But also you're like, no.
Patrick used to call Woody from Toy Story Boots. It was Boots and Buzz.
There's a snake in my boots.
So, yeah, boots. So yeah.
Boots.
And it broke my heart
when he said Woody.
Yeah.
We would get Buddy and Wuzz sometimes.
Buddy and Wuzz.
And now that was my son, and now he gets them right every time. And you're like, but what about Buddy and Wuzz?
I can't remember exactly how she said it, but Mia had an ex. It was like Breakfix. Or something.
Mm.
And she said it wrong so many times. We'd be at like in Mexico at a resort or something. It's like, Breakfix or whatever, and you're just like, this is, and then just one day she was like, yeah, egg white omelet.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Denver, you know.
I'm already sad for when this happens to me.
There's no warning. There's no, it just happens, and you have to just, you're hit with the emotions. You have to hold it together because you can't cry because she said duck.
Because she said the right thing.
Yeah. You can't cry in front of her. Right.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I have a story about a man who's been married even more times than Slacker has been.
This is not... what?
Boom, roasted.
And I've got a story that's pretty poopy.
Oh, I hate this show.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
I've got a story out of South Carolina.
Oh, is that my life?
I don't know what happened to this man in South Carolina, but someone really pissed him off.
Oh, wow.
He is a 32-year-old teaching assistant named Alexander Lewis. And he decided take a spray.
A spray.
Yeah, like a fragrant spray, and spray it into the, what? He like sprayed it into the school, like into all the like air vents.
All into the vents. Okay.
It is a spray that smells like feces. It is called poop spray. Students had to get medical attention for breathing or respiratory problems.
What?
The school had to spend $55,000 to check and fix problems with its air conditioning system that the spray caused.
Because he fecal mattered the air ducts.
With just the spray, he didn't actually poop in them. He has been arrested and is charged with disturbing schools and malicious injury to property, and he is in jail waiting for him. What upset him to get to that point?
I don't know. Was he trying to get school canceled or something? Like get off of work?
I just... Okay.
Maybe. Like a prank gone.
I'm definitely ordering poop spray.
No.
No.
The respiratory problems.
We're poop spraying.
You can make your own.
Okay.
My story... I'm sorry. Okay. That was too far. I'm sorry. My story is out of Florida.
No!
There was a man...
Everybody! Let's go!
We're supposed to get... Are you okay?
Well, it is from Florida.
It got
you
scary.
Have nothing else to
okay. Oh, I was just trying to divert the attention from poop spray.
Yeah, like make
we spent
wrong.
A long time talking about poop spray.
And now we're back.
Okay.
Okay, so there was a Florida man. He was married.
Let's go!
Not once, not twice, but three times he got married.
Oh.
The problem.
What's the problem?
They were all at the same time.
Let's go!
Which you're not allowed to do.
Not even in Florida?
No, not in Florida.
Three
of his wives did not know about each other.
Oh, boy.
But they found out about each other.
Yep,
he got 2 years of probation after admitting to bigamy.
That's now polygamy, by the way. It's bigamy's two.
Polygamy is when they know.
No. Bigamy's two by B.I. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, but he's got three.
Right, so and then it's polygamy.
And they didn't know about each other.
Yeah, polygamy.
No, I still think it's
that's
polygamy.
Just affairs.
The wives know. Yeah, the wives know about it when it's polygamy.
Yeah,
I lived in Utah. Okay.
I think it could still be okay. I don't.
The three wives then sprayed him with poop spray. Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Let's go!
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.